Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. And I got a letter from a guy, and I felt the need to read it, and that's why I'm going to. He says, "Hey, my name is RJ, and I am a chocolate man in Bangkok, LOL. I've been living in Bangkok on a 5-year Thailand elite visa, which allows me to live comfortably with my girlfriend, who is an RN at a Bangkok hospital. But to the point, she has a friend who is a bar girl that is getting married next month. Me and her friend's husband have become friends and consider each other buds. We are both from the US, he's from the north, I'm from the south, but he's been sending her 80,000 baht per month for the last 9 months. And my girlfriend is telling me she's still seeing at least 5 guys a day at her apartment, and she's constantly in the hospital about her meat wallet, aka Cooter. She promises that she will stop once she's married, but he plans on moving her with him to Jersey City. We are both fairly young, not even 25 yet. I think he's rushing it, but there's only so much I can say. He literally came to Thailand and fell in love with the first prostitute he banged and has been getting gamed since then. How should I approach this, or should I let it be? Because he thinks I'm jealous of his relationship and hates when I tell him to slow down. Thanks, dude." Well, you know, this is really a no-win situation, in my opinion. Because if you tell him and the girl screws him around, he's not going to be happy. And if you tell him and she doesn't screw around, he's not going to be happy. He's going to be pissed off at you. So there is nothing you can do that's going to help this. Personally, if it was me, and you're really his buddy, I would say, "Hey, listen, dude, I'm your bud. I care about you. I don't want anything bad to happen to you. But this chick is banging all kinds of dudes behind your back." And I would say it. You know, this is me. I would just do it. But honestly, you know, that's a risky maneuver. Because, like, for me, I'll just say it. And, you know, because I know my friends. And most of my friends are not that way, to where they're going to be like, "Oh, fuck you, dude, you know, she's a good girl. What are you saying that about her for?" No, that's not how my buddies are. Most of my buddies are like the kind of guys who, first of all, they know that I have their best interest at heart. They know that I'm their friend, I care about them, and I wouldn't say something like that for no reason. So, in my opinion, it has more to do with how he is and less to do about what you say or what you do or what you can do. He's just an idiot. I mean, I hate to say that, but when it comes to women, the guy's an idiot. Because you ought to be able to go to him as a friend and say, "Hey, listen, buddy, you know, I hate to tell you this. I know you really care about her, and I know you're going to get married to her, but, dude, if it bothers you that she's banging all kinds of guys right now, when you're, you know, throwing out all this kind of cash to her, then you might want to take action. You might want to do something, whether that means nip it in the bud with her and tell her to stop it or break up with her. I mean, personally, me, I would dump her ass in a New York minute, but I wouldn't be giving her 80,000 baht a month. I mean, you know, that's just me. So all you guys that come over here, all you members who listen, this kind of stuff still happens. And let me tell you something. I got a buddy who, he proclaimed to be, you know, Mr. Whoremonger, and he liked all kinds of women, all different types, and he had all kinds of girls around, and he had money coming in. He was a contractor, and he had some chick he's paying her 80,000 to 100,000 a month. He's living in a 100,000 baht a month apartment. And guess what? He went broke, and the girl left, and he had nothing. He had nothing left. So he had to go back to work and leave the country and leave his big fat apartment. And instead, he might have been a little more mellow about things and not been such a dimwit, and things would have worked for him. So, you know, good luck on that, but I don't see it working. But, you know, basically, this is for members. I want the members to know that this kind of stuff, it does happen. You need to be smart, and it's as simple as that. That's all I got. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Choke the lat jerk and my...